sometimes they'd be when they buy nuts and from the store, they'd be in the mixed nuts. I believe this type of nuts you're referring to be with those, but I don't know if they grow on here, because we always said they are, well, we used to say they were just the peach seed, you know, but they are, like you said, they are flat and look like they, the hull on it, you know, that it's got little holes in it, and it's a light color, and see, I don't know what you call that thing.
But you call them peach seeds?
That's what we used to say. We didn't know any better. Oh, that's not the name. That's not the name for it. But, you know, they have the name, you know, on the bag. But we used to say that it was taken from a peach, and it was dried, and on the inside that hub was another little crumble in there. And it looked just like the thing come out of a peach seed to me. You know, because, okay, when you crack the peach seeds, there's another crumble in there. So that's what we used to say it was. That's what we always thought it was.
Yeah. When you didn't have another name for those kind of nuts when you found out they didn't come from peaches?
No, that, you know, no more when we bought some and their name was on that, I can't think of that name, what it is.
Okay.
Well, we just always call them peach seeds.
All right. What are the kind of nuts that Cornelia grows that I just talked about? In fact,
they're
somewhere around here.
Pecans?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a fruit that's about as big as an apple, but it has a skin like a lemon, and it's sweet. And they grow a lot of them in Florida.
That sounds something like what they.
You can get them in juice. Sometimes you'll drink that kind of
juice. Apricot? Is it apricot? It's not apricot.
It's the other one. The probably that you get it more often. That little kids like.
I'm pretty sure it's probably what my brother brought home this summer from Florida, and I don't like them with my children. Oh, okay.
They're a little bit darker than a yellow lemon, but they're not red in between. Like, they're this color.
I'm sure I know what you're talking about, and it won't come to my mind for nothing in this world. Oh.
Do you know the name of this color?
That's kind of an orangey.
Right, mm-hmm. And those grow in Florida.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure I know what you're speaking of, and I'm kind of
oranges, right?
Oh, yeah, the oranges. I think you was talking about something else.
Okay, well, if you didn't have any oranges left, you might say that the...
The oranges, they was all gone?
Okay, fine. Then you have sometimes in a garden these little vegetables that are red and hot. Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
Pepper? Is that a pepper? Oh, radish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Radish. Yeah, they're a little bit
brown.
Yeah, radish. They're red and they're hot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. You have little round things that, I'll get the big one first. That sometimes you use in sandwiches, and you put lettuce with it, they go in salads. And in the garden, they grow up on, and you stake them up.
Tomato.
Right. When you have little ones that don't grow any bigger than this, what do you call them?
Oh, I don't know, because I know the type of tomato you're talking about, but I don't know what they're called. And I used to, when I was in Florida, I used to pick them. And I didn't know what all I knew was a tomato. But I know that was a different, you know, that's, is that a cherry tomato? That's
right.
Oh.
Do you ever have any other names for them?
No.
Like, did they call them any other names when you were working with them in Florida?
No.
That sounded funny.
No, they did not.
Okay. If sometimes along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and another kind of. Potato that has yellow meat, mm-hmm. is called what?
Sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. Do you?